Age has a number. Mine is 36, I thought this morning, as I listened to the blah, blah, blah on the telly box. That means I am more 40 than 30. And I thought, what will I be remembered for? A few scratches on the toilet wall, a few broken hearts, a few mended and sent on their way. No child to remember me, mourn by my graveside. When I am feeling down, I look at the ground. I look at the discarded things of others, scratch CDs thrown from cars. They are the future, the box and the CD player in the charity shop exclaimed. Propellers for plastic planes bagged up, expectantly waiting for Spitfires and hurricanes. Discarded multiple choice questionnaires lie unanswered, like your late night telephone calls. The blackened window of that new sports car wound down to reveal a 12-year-old boy behind the wheel. I run my fingers along railings because it reminds me of being a little boy in the East End, where all the railings were different as they had all been cut down to smelt into bombs, bullets, in the Second World War effort. I think of the wealth of the Jewish people stolen from them. I think of the Microsoft AI's indulgence in Holocaust denial. Me a gypsy, me a poet, me an asylum case. I would not have lasted long before I got a one-way train ticket. My battered soul shivers at the thought, so instead I think of other things, of the leopard print woman through the window, busty, divine, beautiful, wearing the skin of an even more beautiful creature, full of feline grace, power, and predatory cunning. And I think of the girl in her 20s with a coat as a cape, not worn, just a hood over the head, superwoman. Even though it is dark and our past the same, she doesn't look back once, and her fearlessness makes me walk another way, but miss her. Fearless silhouette, it made me feel safe. I always look over my shoulder at night. The Irish 2 pence in my pocket, made possible by the blood of the uprising's martyred leaders, coupled with a wheelchair who wheel around the shop only to have the man squeeze the lady's handbags, and the assistant donator who donated a 12-year-old book that was not for resale. She kept it all that time, and all I could do was put it in the bin. And I think this poem is too long. I have laboured too much. My mind is adrift again. I think of the 10-bag lying empty. I think of the discarded Easter card still lying in the road from last year. I wonder if the CD was the Cranberries.